It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The Federal Reserve lowered its benchmark interest rate by 0.5% recently, more than expected. Many people have been waiting to refinance their homes or tap into equity, so we need to ask if it's a good time now. I'm joined by Bankrate's Jeff Ostrowski, who covers mortgages and the housing market. So, Jeff, what do you think? Is the rate low enough to make it worth it, first off, to refinance?
To refinance it, probably not for most homeowners. So right now, the average mortgage rate is about 6.25%. Most Americans have locked in rates below 4%. So for that large majority of homeowners, this latest decline in mortgage rates isn't really meaningful. But on the other hand, mortgage rates have come down way more than the federal funds rate has. A year ago, mortgage rates were at 8%. So if you were one of those unlucky few who locked in a mortgage a year ago at 8%, then yes, now definitely could be a good time to refinance.
What about for folks who are hoping just to tap into some of their home's equity for those home equity lines of credit? How could this change in the interest rate impact them?
Well, it definitely is a cheaper time now to borrow against your home equity than it has been, and particularly for home equity lines of credit. Those had average rates north of 10% a year ago, and now they're just below 9%. So those definitely have gotten a little cheaper. And then home equity loans, which are fixed rate loans, those are down in the neighborhood of maybe 8.5% to 8.25%. And they were around 9% a year ago. So, yes, for all types of home equity loans, home equity lines, rates have come down.
Now, so for those fixed equity loans, things aren't going to change much. But if people have the home equity lines of credit, there could be some adjustment already if they have existing ones, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the HELOCs, or home equity lines of credit, come with variable rates. And that rate is usually tied to the prime rate. And the prime rate typically moves around with whatever the Fed is doing. So the Fed doesn't directly control the prime rate, but it certainly sets the overall tone. So yes, it's certainly possible that if you've got a HELOC, your rate has come down. But one caveat, though, is that a lot of HELOCs have teaser rates or promotional rates, so like super low rates for a year and a half. And so that can skew what's going on with your individual loan a bit. So, I guess it's possible you could come off one of these promotional periods and your rate could go up even if the Fed just cut. But in general, yes, the Fed cutting rates means the HELOCs are getting more affordable for borrowers.
So, Jeff, people might be tempted looking at this rate cut, but really, you know, what are some of the risks and things they have to consider before jumping into this right now?
In terms of tapping home equity, I would say a big one is to just really analyze how you're using the proceeds of that home equity loan. If you're using the proceeds to renovate your kitchen, to renovate the bathroom, to put on a new roof, then I would say those are all very valid and suitable uses for home equity. You're matching the life of what you're spending the home equity on with the length of the home equity loan. So typically these loans are 15 years. They can be anywhere from 10 to 20 years, but 10, 15, 20 years. And you would hope that a roof or a kitchen would last about 10 to 15 years. And so that's a good match between the duration of the loan and the lifespan of what you're spending on. And then at the other end of the spectrum, there certainly are American homeowners who are tapping their home equity to go on a cruise or go to Disney World. I would say don't do that. You don't want to be paying off your one-year cruise for the next 15 years. So, and those are two kind of dramatic ends of the spectrum. But I would say if you want to be a responsible steward of your own money, tap your home equity to invest in your home, but not for consumer spending.
Jeff Ostrowski with Bankrate, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.